for the Alton Comets. And we're getting the announcement of starting lineups for the Calc Indians. It'll be number 15, Caden Massey. And trying to catch all these, they come on the floor. Number 13, Dalton Rayer. Also number 11, that is Lance McCray. And see here, number 32, that is Brad Fabrizio. And there's one more out there I haven't seen, number 13. Or is that 23? 23, Hunter Roberts. And the tip is up and controlled by the Alton Comets. And going straight to the bucket for the lay-in is Caden Willard. So Willard with the first two of the night. Alton's going to apply the full court press. Couch Indians bring it in. Number 11 racing up the floor is Lance McCray. Or Maury, I'm sorry, Maury is his name. And Couch could give it on the baseline. Going down the baseline with a shot that's blocked by Corbin Tharp. And I mean, he blocked it big time. He knocked that ball all the way into the bleachers from under the basket. The bleachers on the side. Couch will inbound it here. They get in to, again, number 13, Dalton Rayer. And Rayer's going to be fouled out on top. Foul's going to be on Willard trying to get the steal. Couch will inbound it right in front of the scorer's table. They do to number 11, Lance Maury. Maury will bring it up out of the backcourt, working against the defense of Willard. Takes it to the right side wing. They give it up in the corner for Larson. Larson around the top of the key. They're running a little weave out there. Back over to Maury. Maury in the corner now to Fabrizio. Back out top. Couch. Good ball movement around the Alton Comet zone. Ball goes on the left side there for Rayer. Rayer working it. And finally gets it up to Massey. Massey down the right side. Couldn't get a shot. Feeds it out. Shot is up. In and out. No good. Rebound control by Clary. Clary races up the floor for Alton. Reverse layup is no good, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go the line and shoot two. Cade Clary with a good rebound trying to go coast to coast. Gets fouled on the shot. Foul is on number 11. That is Lance Maury of the Couch Indians. And Clary at the free throw line. First one is up and good. By the way, we didn't get to do a pregame show. So really didn't get to mention. And I hope he's at home listening, but Cole Trantum, no longer with the Alton Comets. Cole fractured an ankle and had to have surgery. And both free throws are good for Cade Clary. And the Alton Comets jump out to a 4-0 lead 1 minute into the game. Couch coming the other way. Penetration, wraparound pass, three-point shot is up, no good. And the rebound comes out long to Maury. And Maury is going to be called for a foul. Number 11, Lance Maury going after a loose ball, going to be called for a push-off. That's going to be foul number two. No, they said it was off. It's no foul call. It was just off his hands out of bounds. Alton gets it after the turnover. They dump it inside to Corbin Tharp. And the big sophomore goes up with a shot. No good, but he's fouled by number 15. That is Caden Massey. And going to line to shoot free throws, Corbin Tharp for the Alton Comets. Number 24, big sophomore. Matter of fact, except for Ruddy, it is all sophomores on the floor for the Alton Comets. And the first free throw for Tharp is good. So Corbin with his first point of the game. Alton leads it now 5-0 with 6:33 to play in the first quarter. We're just underway here at the Couch High School on what's been a tremendous night. And second free throw is good for Corbin Tharp. Comets are 4-for-4 as a team from the line in the quarter. They lead it 6-0. Here's almost a steal in the backcourt. And the ball goes to Maury. Maury for Couch attacks the basket and scores the layup. Lance Maury with his first two. Alton County the other way. Willard with it, little head and shoulder fake. Shoots a three and it's good. Caden Willard from way downtown knocked it down. Couch Indians race the other way with a basketball. Larson out on top looking to penetrate. Elevates and we're going to get a whistle and a foul as I believe they're going to get Corbin Tharp on the shot block. Tharp was, no, they call it on number two. That is Jacob Ruddy. Ruddy called for the foul. Couch will inbound down under the bucket. Non-shooting foul. Looking to trigger it into the corner. They did for Larson. Larson brings it out top. Finally to Maury, the point guard. Maury on the dribble. Feeds it on the right side. for Rayer. Rayer back out top. And again, they go to Massey. Massey works away from the defense on the dribble. Feeds the ball off to Morey. Morey gives it up to Massey, to Fabrizio. And Fabrizio's shot is blocked, but a foul going to be whistled on the play. And that'll be on Corbin Tharp. That'll be number one on Corbin. And going to the free throw line for the Couch Indians is Brad Fabrizio. First free throw is good. So Couch Indians with three. Alton out to a quick start. They've scored nine already. Second free throw, no good. Rebound controlled by Clary. Clary races up the floor, goes down to the baseline. Spin, kicks it outside to Cisco for three. That one rattles in and out, no good. Rebound taken by the Couch Indians. They'll bring it up across the timeline. Going all the way down to the baseline is Rayer. Rayer feeds it to a teammate in the lane. We're going to get a whistle and a foul call. No foul call. Couch will inbound the ball. I don't know why they stopped play there, but they did. Anyway, Couch Indians with the ball. They'll bring it out front. Morey with it. Go crossover dribble into the lane. Hangs in the air, shoots and scores off the window. Lance Morey, I tell you, this kid's a player. He's got four, and it's now a four-point count at lead. 3 minutes into the first quarter. Alton with the ball. Caden Willard out top. Trying to bounce it to the elbow to Cisco. He'll give it up to Ruddy. Ruddy out to Clary, way out away from the bucket. Clary to Cisco. Now goes high post to Tharp. Gives it back to Clary, driving the baseline. Gets cut off. Turnaround jumpers up and good. Cade Clary feeling it tonight. He's got 4 points early. The Alton Lady Comets, or the Alton Comets, are up by six. Couch Indians with the ball. Morey feeds it on the left side to Fabrizio. Fabrizio gives it up to Rayer. Into the lane. Double pumps on a shot. No good. And the rebound controlled by Couch. Back to Morey. Morey into the lane. Penetrates and scores. Lance Morey with 6 points early in the game for the Couch Indians. It's a four-point Comet lead. 4 minutes into the first quarter. Alton with the ball, got to Cisco, to Tharp, the lefty, goes down the left side of the lane, little baby hook shot is good. Corbin Tharp, nice move down the left side of the lane. Here's Alton, or Couch coming the other way, shot in the lane, no good. Rebound off to the Comets, and Kate Clary is going to get fouled. No, we're going to get a timeout call. Timeout on the floor with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. Alton leads Couch 13-7. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And we're back after the timeout. Coach Christian Robbins from Alton wanted to call timeout. Settle his team down a little bit. Things have been a little bit out of control last couple of trips down the floor. So Alton resets, working against the man-to-man defense of the Couch Indians. Here's Willard, takes it to the left side, back out to the top of the key, and a three-second call. Second one of those we've seen tonight. We had one in the girls' game. And now one in the boys' game. And the Couch Indians will inbound the ball. Hunter Roberts, who's just checked in, will inbound. Got it to Morey. Lance Morey, point guard, brings it across the timeline. He has 6 points early in the game. Defended by Willard. Morey moves off the screen. Leaves it off for Fabrizio. Fabrizio now to Larson in the lane. Fadeaway jumper is good. Number three, Dylan Larson with his first two of the game. And just like that, back to a four-point game, 13-9. Alton with the lead, 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Willard handles it out top. Crossover dribble. Morey stole it away from it. He gives it over to number three. That is Larson, and Larson scores the uncontested layup. Good play there by Morey. Took it away from Willard. Hit his teammate for the uncontested layup. And then we're going to get a whistle and a foul down the other end as Willard tried to make a baseline drive. He gets fouled. And that foul is on number 15, Caden Massey. That'll be number two on Massey in the game. And he'll go to the bench for Coach Regal and the Couch Indians. Number 11 checks back in. Comets inbound the ball in the lane to Tharp, who just turns and lays it over the front of the rim. Corbin Tharp with six. And the Holton Comet lead is back to four, 15-11. Here goes Morey down the middle of the lane for Couch. He lays it up and in. Lance Morey with eight in the first quarter. That was a pretty move around the defense all the way to the front of the bucket. Here's Willard for Holton. Has the ball poked away, picked up by Couch. They get it out to Morey. Morey attacks the basket, puts it up and in. Lance Morey with 10 points in the game, and we're tied at 15 with 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Willard with the ball out front. He has it taken away by Morey. Morey will drive down and score and give the Couch Indians the lead. Willard was just standing there holding the ball. Morey just came up and just took it away from him. Willard moving into the lane. Pulls up with a jumper. It's good. A little retribution there by Caden Willard. He's got 7 points in the game now. And we're tied at 17. And there's a whistle and a foul going to be called as number 11, Morey, brought the ball up the floor. Olin Comets tried to stop him at midcourt. Or no foul call. They called it a travel. And substitutions for Alton. Number 5 will check into the ballgame, Andrew Trantham. And number 30 checking in, Kendrick Seacrest. So 7 players. And also, yeah, number 5, Seacrest. And number 30. The 30 is Seacrest. Number 5 is Trantham into the game. Couch Indians with the basketball. On the right side, Morey. On the wing, feeds it in the corner. Three ball is up. That one's no good. Long rebound taken by Seacrest for Alton. He'll go to the bucket on the other end. Misses the shot. Thorpe with a follow. Couldn't get it to go down. And the rebound control by the Couch Indians. Number 22, Will Kendrick with the rebound. And Couch settles into the half-court offense now. They go down inside to Roberts. Roberts gives it back out to Larson. Three ball is an air ball, rebounded by the Couch Indians on the far side of the rim. They'll kick it back out to Morey. Morey in the corner. Three ball is up again. No good. Rebound controlled by Cade Clary for Alton. Clary races up the right sideline. Now looking to go all the way down to the baseline. Pulls up with a jumper from 8 feet. It's good. Cade Clary. 6 first quarter points. 28 seconds to go in the first quarter. 19-17. Alton with the lead. Couch with a chance to tie. They shoot for the lead. The three is good. Dylan Larson from downtown gives the Couch Indians a 1-point lead with 11 seconds to go. Alton pushes it into Tharp. Tharp turns in the lane, kicks it back outside. Three ball shot is up, no good. Rebounded by Couch. Roberts throws one from three-quarters court. Ooh, hit the backboard, but didn't go down. And that's the end of our first quarter of play. Our score, Couch 20. Alton 19. We'll be back to the Couch High School in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back at the Couch High School getting ready for our second quarter of action. At the end of one, the Couch Indians lead the Alton Comets 20-19. Couch have the ball to start the second quarter. They get it out front to Morey, their point guard. Sisko jumps out on him. Lance Morey dribbles away from him, all the way down to the baseline in the corner. Feeds it back out for Larson. Larson in the lane, shot no good. Rebound Willard. Caden Willard runs the floor, goes up into the lane, going to get fouled as he tried to make a jump stop in the lane. The defender was right there and called for the foul. That's going to be number 22. Is that what they say, Kendrick? And here are the Alton Comets inbound the ball in the lane. They got it to number 13, Kagan Hollis. And his shot was rejected by Roberts. He goes out of bounds. Alton the triggered in. Willard the trigger man. Looks in the middle, trying to get to Tharp. It's knocked away by the defense and out of bounds again. Just underway in the second quarter. Counts leads it by one. Alton having a little trouble on the inbound here. Willard makes the catch, gives it to Tharp. Tharp, going to be called for an offensive foul. Corbin Tharp will pick up his second foul of the game. He lowered that shoulder as he made the spin move in the lane. Trying to clear out some room. You can't lower the shoulder. It would have been fine if he would have stayed upright. But he bent over, threw that shoulder in there. That's going to be an offensive foul every time. Couch Indians with the ball. Number three brings up the floor. Dylan Larson feeds it to Morey. Morey working against Sisko. Got it down in the corner to Larson for three more. That one's no good. Rebound, Couch Indians. Shot is up and good. That is Will Kendrick. 2 points for Kendrick off the couch bench, and the Indians now lead it by three, 22-19. We've played a minute in the second quarter. Tharp with it for Alton. Gives off to Sisko. Sisko bounces it to Tharp. He dumps it down inside. Shot is up and good for Hollis. Hollis off the bench with two for the Alton Comets. And back to a one-point couch lead. They've got the ball. Lance Morey with it, top of the key. Feeds it on the left side wing for Larson. Larson looking to dribble away from the defense, and he does. Feeds the ball around the horn. Got it there to Rayer. Rayer back over to Morey. Morey back out top and now gets it right back on the wing. Looking for a screen. Dribbles around the defender. Gives it back in the corner for Larson. Larson brings it out and the ball stolen by Willard. Willard driving to the bucket. Reverses the layup. No good. And the rebound taken by Couch. Willard had a teammate wide open for the layup. He decided to take it himself and missed it. And here goes Morey on the other end with another two for the Couch Indians. Morey now with 14 in the first half for Couch, and the Indians lead it by three. And we get a timeout on the floor called by the Alton Comets. 5:52 to play in the first half. 24-21, Couch with the lead. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false, real wood floors can last hundreds of years. False. No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false, homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false, bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, Coach Robbins called that timeout for the Alton Comets. His team down by three here with 5:51 to go in the first half. Willard will bring it off the inbound, take it down the right side of the lane, elevates for the jumper. Too hard, no good. Rebound, Tharp. He goes back up and in. Corbin Tharp now with 8 points to lead the Comets here in the first half. Corbin having a good night. Indians with the basketball. Lance Morey with it out top. He'll give it to Rayer. Rayer, oh, trying to go back to Morey. Got it to him. Nice catch by Morey. Morey in the lane, trying to leave it off for Roberts. He didn't see it coming. It whistles by his head and goes out of bounds. You joined us late. Lance Morey has been unstoppable. 14 first half points. We've still got 5 minutes to play in the half. Alton working the ball to Tharp at the elbow. Tharp. Spin move down the right side of the lane. Puts it up with the right hand. No good. Roberts with a rebound. There come the Couch Indians with the ball. They give it up to Rayer. Rayer to Roberts. Pull up jumper in the lane. No good. Rebound tipped out. And now back down inside for a wide open bucket for Dalton Rayer. That was quite a feed from Lance Morey from the top of the key down to a wide open teammate for the layup. Alton now down by three again. 26-23 is our score. Willard with it on the right side. Comets passing through the lane. Willard now going to fire a three ball. That one is in and out. No good. And the rebound controlled by Roberts for Couch. Here come the Indians. They give it up to Rayer. Rayer crosses the timeline. Ruddy trying to knock it away from him. Now he gives it to Morey on the left side wing. Morey will bring it back out top of the key on the dribble drive. Goes into the lane. Dumps it down inside again. Number 22. That is Kendrick with his fourth point of the game. Morey kid is putting on a show here. Alton with it out top. Willard hesitates, now shoots a three, no good. Tharp down the rebound, follows it up and in. Tharp in double figures with 10 for Alton. 28-25, Couch with the lead and the ball. They get over to Rayer. Rayer working, gets Ruddy out on top. Brings it down to the right wing. Feeds it out to Roberts on top of the key. Now to Morey in the corner for three. That shot is no good. Rebound taken by Rayer, couldn't score. Rebound back to number 13. Now to Roberts, he can't score. And finally, Cade Clary clears the board for Alton. Clary up the floor, going all the way to the bucket. And he's going to get, they're going to call it an offensive foul. The official just a little bit hesitant on the call, but I think he made the right one. Cade Clary called for his first foul of the ball game. I was wondering if they were going to call that a charge. And the official thought about it for a second and said, yes, sir. So Couch with a basketball up by three, 28-25. Morey wings it on the left side wing to Larson. Larson dumps it down to Rayer for three. That one's off the iron, no good. Ruddy with a rebound for Alt. He's going to attack the basket. Lost the handle on the way down the floor. And it goes out of bounds. Ooh, they're going to call it off the hands of the defense. It'll be Alton Comet ball with 2:49 to play in the first half. Exciting half of basketball here. Close game. Alton inbounds the ball out front to Cisco. Goes to Tharp at the right elbow. Puts it on the floor. Throws up a shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to the Couch Indians. Surprised there wasn't a foul call there. So Couch with a basketball and a three-point lead. Down to 2.5 minutes to go in the half. Ruddy almost takes it away from Rayer. He gives it up. Now down in the corner to Kendrick. Back outside to Larson. Larson's pass deflected. Willard's got it to Ruddy, who will drive for the layup. Jacob Ruddy pulls his team to within one. With his first bucket of the night, that time Willard gave it up on the break to the wide-open teammate. Couch with the ball. They swing it over the top of the Comet zone defense, and we're going to get a whistle out front. That'll be a foul on Jacob Ruddy. Will be his second of the game. And Ruddy will go to the Comet sideline, number 5, checking in. And that is Andrew Trantham for Alton. Couch inbounds it. Oh, trying to get it in the middle for Kendrick. He didn't see it coming, and it whistles out of bounds. Alton Comets with a basketball, down one. Chance to regain the lead here with 1:50 to go in the first half. Willard with it, gives it out front to Trantham, and we're going to get an offensive foul on Ruddy for an illegal screen. A moving screen set by Ruddy, and that's going to be his third foul of the game. And immediately, number 12, Grant Coffin, will check into the game for the Alton Comets. Ruddy will go to the sideline. A moving screen away from the ball. So here come the Couch Indians. Morey crosses the timeline, working against Willard. Gives it up to Larson. Larson back out front to Morey. Morey looking for a screen, can't find one. Now gives the ball to Rayer. Rayer to the top of the key on the dribble drive. Back to Morey. Morey looking to penetrate through the double team. Dumps it out in the corner. Pull up jumpers. Good. Number three, Dylan Larson. 9 points in the first half for Larson. That was a two. Alton down the other end with a quick shot. No good. Rebound. Corbin Tharp. He puts it back up and in. Tharp keeping his team in it with his 12th point of the first half. Couch with it. Right side to Larson. Larson, give it top of the key to Rayer. Swings on the left side now to Morey. Morey gives up to Kendrick. Kendrick drives inside, shot blocked by Tharp. Rebound gets on the floor. We get a held ball, and the possession arrow belongs to the Alton Comets. Alton will have the ball down by one with 47 seconds to go in the first half. Willard will walk it up the floor. Will they hold it for the final shot? Try and get a quick one here and try and get the ball back. Willard going down the left side of the lane, trying to bounce it into Tharp, and a whistle and a foul going to be called on Caden Willard. Willard dumped it in the middle and then ran through the defender, and Willard picks up the foul. Will be his second of the game. Boy, I don't know about that one. Coach Robbins is hot on the Alton Comets sideline. Wow. And Willard will come off the floor with that second foul. No, that's the third. That's the third foul on Willard. And the Couch Indians with the basketball and a one-point lead, 30 seconds to go. Morey into the lane, all the way to the front of the rim, misses a shot. Rebound controlled by the Comets. Coffin got the rebound. To Sisko, to Tharp, puts it on the floor, into the lane, offensive foul on Corbin Tharp. Couch Indian fans love the call. Alton Comet fans, not so much, but I think that was the right one that time. 15 seconds to go and a half. 1 point lead for Couch with the basketball. They feed it on the right, left side for Larson. Larson steps in the lane. Back outside. Three-point shot is up. No good. And a foul on the rebound. Going to go on the Couch Indians. And they called that one on who? Number 22, Kendrick. First foul on Kendrick. Non-shooting foul. Alton will inbound the basketball. 3 seconds remain. The inbound to Clary, races to half court, lets it fly, it is no good. And that's the end of our first half of play. Our score, Couch maintains a 1 point lead, 30-29. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Well, we're back here at the Couch High School. It is halftime and a little bit of time to catch our breath. Been an up and down the court, fast-paced game, and we really haven't had that much scoring. Our score at the half, 30-29, the Couch Indians lead the Alton Comets by one. We have had a development here at halftime. Coach Robbins of the Alton Comets was talking to the officials about those three offensive fouls that were called in about the final minute of the first half. And apparently he didn't like what he heard from the officials and had a couple of choice words, and he was teed up on his way to the locker room for the intermission. So the second half will start with free throws and the ball for the Couch Indians. And again, as mentioned, up and down the court, wild and crazy action here tonight at the Couch High School. And Alton trailed by one. It was a 20-19 lead for Couch at the end of the first quarter. Both teams scored 10 points in the second quarter. But it's been the Lance Morey show for Couch. He has scored 14 of their 30 points, 9 for Dylan Larson. And for the Alton Comets, Corbin Tharp with 12 points in the first half, and Caden Willard has added 7. If you weren't with us earlier tonight, the Alton Lady Comets get a win. Lady Comets defeated Couch 55-26. And the junior varsity boys game, Couch with a win 51-48. And the Alton girls won the JV game tonight. And they had a wonderful benefit auction between the JV and the varsity games. And I have not been given a grand total, but they raised a lot of money for a family who has a student here at Couch School who is battling cancer. And I know that is much appreciated by that family, and just a wonderful thing. And they do a lot of that here at Couch High School. In fact, they got a benefit coming up next Wednesday over at the Country Junction Restaurant, a fish fry for St. Jude, being put on by the Couch FBLA and the FCCLA. And all the proceeds go to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital through the Country Cares for Kids St. Jude Radiothon coming up on February the 12th. Again, we're at the half, 30-29 our score. Couch with the lead over the Alton Comets. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with your halftime scoring in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We're back here at the Couch High Schools. We are at that intermission. Halftime, Couch 30, Alton 29. Let's look at the first half scoring. First up for the Couch Indians, they're led in the first half by Lance Morey. Lance with 14 first half points, 9 points for Dylan Larson, 2 for Dalton Rayer, and 1 for Brad Fabrizio. For the Alton Comets, they're led by Corbin Tharp. The big sophomore has got 12 in the first half, 7 for Caden Willard, 2 for Jacob Ruddy, 6 for Cade Clary, and 2 for Kagan Hollis. And for the Alton Comets, they got a little bit of foul trouble to deal with. Jacob Ruddy with 3 fouls and Caden Willard with 3 fouls in the first half. Corbin Tharp with 3 fouls in the first half. All right, we're just about ready for our second half. We'll take one more break. We'll be back to the Couch High School in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, 2 stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
And now, the second half of the Alton Comets on K-Country 95. Once again, here's Mike Crace.
And thank you, and welcome back to the Couch High School, set for our second half. Alton down by 1 as we open the third quarter. 30-29 is our score. And both teams getting some final words of encouragement here from their respective coaches as we get ready for the second half. It'll be Tharp, Cisco, Clary, Willard, and Ruddy to start the second half for Alton. Roberts, Morey, along with Massey, number 13, Rayer, to start for the Couch Indians. And they go in the corner. Number 3, Larson, thought about the 3, doesn't take it. Gives it to Roberts. Roberts will bounce it down inside. That's Massey, goes up with a shot, and it's good. Caden Massey with his first 2 points of the ball game. Remember, he had to sit early with 2 early fouls trying to guard Corbin Tharp. Alton with the ball, down by 3, 29-32. And going in the lane is Cisco. He has it stripped away by Morey. He will drive down the floor, challenges Tharp. Couldn't hit the shot. Massey with a rebound, back up and in. So Caden Massey with 4 quick to open the third quarter. And it's out to a 5-point Couch Indian lead. Alton with the ball. Clary holds it high on the right side. Out front to Cisco. Around to Willard. Willard down to the baseline and is going to get fouled as he makes a jump stop down low, trying to get around the defense of Morey. And for Lance Morey, that is foul number 2 in the game. Alton will try to dump it inside to Tharp on the inbound play, and it's intercepted by Massey. Massey gets the ball up into the right corner to Rayer. Rayer inside to Massey. He ducks under the defense and scores. And the Couch Indians are going right after Corbin Tharp, who is out there playing with 3 fouls. And now Willard almost steals it away from Morey. And we're going to get a quick timeout on the floor called by the Alton Comets. There was a scramble after the ball. We're down to 6:36 to play in the third quarter. Alton down 7. We'll be back at the Couch High School in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, the Couch Indians have come out in the third quarter, and they're attacking the middle of the Alton Comet defense because Corbin Tharp is playing with 3 fouls. They are taking it right after. Comets with the ball here out of the timeout. Clary on the right wing dumps it down inside to Ruddy. Ruddy goes up. Oh, they're going to wave off the basket as he gets fouled when he made the head and shoulder fake. Number 13, Dalton Rayer, going to be called for the foul. And Alton will inbound it down along the baseline. 6:29 to go in the third quarter. Alton needs a bucket. They haven't scored yet in this third quarter. They get the ball to Tharp. Tharp hands it outside. Three-point shot by Cisco. No good. Ruddy with the rebound. Follows it back up and in. Jacob Ruddy with his second bucket of the night. Down to 6 minutes to go in the third. Couch with the ball and a five-point lead. Morey on the left side weaves his way in the lane. Dumps it to Roberts, who scores. Hunter Roberts with his first 2 points of the night. Makes it a seven-point lead again for the Couch Indians. Morey just creates, and if you don't stay on him, he'll score. Had an impressive night. And here he steals it from Willard. Morey steals it from Willard, goes down the floor, and scores the layup. Lance Morey with 16 in the game for Couch. Willard bounces the ball to Cisco, gets it back down the left side of the lane, circles around the defense, lays it up off the backboard in. That's a pretty move by the sophomore, Caden Willard. Couch coming the other way in a hurry, all the way to the bucket they go. Shot is no good. And then Massey is going to be called for a foul as he came crashing in on the boards. Ran right over Corbin Tharp, if you can imagine. And the foul on Caden Massey will be his third of the game. So Massey with three now for Couch. Morey's got two. Willard, Ruddy, and Tharp all with three for Alton. And Comets will inbound the ball. Non-shooting foul. And they'll bring it up the floor. Caden Willard crosses the timeline, working against Morey. Feeds it right side to Cade Clary. Clary out front to Cisco. He'll dump it down to Tharp. Spins in the lane. Lost the handle on the ball. It's picked up by Couch. Going down the other end. Wild shot is up. No good. Corbin Tharp down with the rebound for Alton. He'll give it up to Willard. Tharp had that ball stripped away down at the waist. Got to keep it above the head. Here's Willard going to fire a long three. It's no good. Rebound Cisco. Dumps it out to Ruddy for three. His shot is no good. Tharp with the rebound. Puts it back up and in. Corbin Tharp with 14 for Alton. The big sophomore has been good tonight. Couch with the basketball on the right side wing. They'll bring it back out to Lance Morey. Handles it against the defensive Ruddy. Works it down to the right wing. Long skip pass goes over to Larson. Larson back out front to Kendrick. Now they'll bounce it to Roberts. Roberts gives up to Rayer cutting through the lane. Gives it up outside. Three-point shot is good for number three, Dylan Larson. Second three-pointer of the night for Larson. He's got 12 points in the game. And the lead is now 8 for the Couch Indians. Alton with the ball. Ruddy swings it across court. Got it to sit to Clary. A little European step. Couldn't hit the shot. Trying to follow it up. It gets fouled and it'll go to the line and shoot two. Good play there by Cade Clary, that European step into the lane. Couldn't get the shot up over the front of the rim. And the foul was on Fabrizio. Will be his first. And at the line, Cade Clary. First free throw is good for Cade. 7 points on the night for Clary. And the other one is no good. And the rebound controlled by Roberts for Couch. Roberts will bring it up the floor. Feed over to Morey. Morey shakes the defender. Moves in the lane. Kicks it back outside. Another three ball is up. That one's no good. And a rebound on the foul on Kendrick. Good position there by Cisco for Alton. Jaden had good inside position. And number 22, Kendrick, picks up his second foul going up over the back. Substitution here for Alton. By the way, that was the 15th foul on Couch, so Alton will go to the line, shoot free throws. Cisco will be the trigger, will be the at the line shooting. He was fouled on the rebound. Bounces the ball once, twice, three times, puts it up with the right hand. It is good. Jaden Cisco First point of the game for Cisco. Now Corbin Tharp going to get a little rest here with 3:16 to go in the third quarter. Kagan Hollis will check in for the Alton Comets. Second free throw by Cisco is good. And that pulls the Comets back to within five. 43-38 they trail with 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Couch, long skip pass over to Roberts on the left side. Now gives it right back to Morey. Morey moves off the screen in the lane, kicks it back outside for a three. That is no good by Larson. And rebound to Willard. Willard running the floor, hesitation move, and bounces it off the leg of the Couch Indians. That should have been a travel, I believe, on Willard. He went up to shoot it. Lost the handle on the way up and then caught it when he came down. And Roberts will check out the game. Number 32 checking in now for Couch. That is Brad Fabrizio. Alton inbounds ball on the baseline. Willard will take it to the top of the key. Double team there, and it's taken away by Larson. Larson to the bucket, scores the layup. Larson now with 14 in the game and almost a steal on the inbound pass. And we get a timeout call by the Alton Comets. 2:34 to go in the third. Alton down 7, 45-28. Or 45-38. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
For over 100 years, Alton Bank has been there for you. Whether you're opening your first piggy bank or buying your dream home, from milestones to everyday moments, we've helped make your financial goals a reality every step of the way. With a century of dedication, expertise, and trust, Alton Bank isn't just a place to bank, it's a partner in your journey. Experience the difference that 100 years of commitment to our customers can make. Alton Bank, we're changing banks for. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, proud to support the St. Jude Kids Radio.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
And we're back after a timeout. Alton Comets are down 7 with the ball. Caden Willard with it on the right side wing. Morey guarding him. Couch playing a man-to-man defense here. Alton worked it to the right side to Clary. Clary into the lane, lost the handle, and has it ripped away by Kendrick. So the Couch Indians with the ball and a 7-point lead. Morey's got it. Top of the key as they get into the half-court set. Holds up two fingers. Gives it to Larson. Larson back to Morey. In the lane, trying to dump it down low. Got it down there to number 32, Fabrizio, who scores. 9-point Couch Indian lead. Alton Comets, how long are they going to let Corbin Tharp sit over there? They need him on the offensive end. Alton in half-court set. Got the ball to Ruddy. Ruddy pulls up at the elbow with a jumper. No good. Rebound to Hollis. Back outside to Clary. Clary trying to drive the baseline. We're going to get a whistle. And we got a foul on Larson. Larson trying to cut him off. Going to be called for getting him with the body. Foul on Dylan Larson will be his first of the game. And going to the line to shoot will be Cade Clary. Just hit two free throws a moment ago. Actually hit one of the two. And he's now 4 for 5 from the free throw line, looking for his 9th point. And there's Corbin Tharp back in the game for the Alton Comets. Hollis will go back to the bench. So the Comets with the starters back on the floor. Clary, second free throw, rims out, no good. Now 4 for 6 on the night. Minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Couch with a basketball. They dump it down low to Kendrick. Kendrick back outside. For Rayer. Rayer with a long shot. No good. Rebound by Cisco. Cisco to Clary. Clary races up the floor. Pulls up on the wing. Maintains his dribble. Looking to dump it inside to Tharp. Instead goes out on top to Ruddy. Ruddy down the left side of the lane. Kicks it out to Willard for three. That one's off the back iron. Rebound taken by Larson. Larson will drive the floor. Two on two. And he leaves it for Kendrick. Kendrick back out top to Morey. Morey. Back in the corner to Larson for three more. That one's off the rim. No good. Cisco with another Alton Comet rebound. Alton running the floor here. Willard trying to dump it, does, to Tharp at the high post. Puts it on the floor, around the defense, and a nice move. Corbin Tharp, 16 on the night to lead the Alton Comets. 28 seconds to go in the third. Alton back to within six. And here's a steal from Maury. Willard's got it. Drives in the lane, shoots, and scores. Caden Willard took it away from Lance Maury and scores his 11th point of the game. Couch with the ball, 10 seconds to go. Maury out top, feeds it over to Larson for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebound off the hands of Cisco and out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball with 2.6 seconds to go in the third quarter. Alton has trimmed the lead back to four, was nine just a moment ago. Here's Larson off the inbound. Three-point shot hits the side of the backboard. No good. And that's the end of three quarters of the play. Our score, 47-43. Couch with the lead. We'll be back in just 1 minute with our fourth quarter on the Ecom Sport Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Well, we're back at the Couch High School, ready for our fourth quarter. Alton is down by four. Remember, they were down by nine just a couple of minutes ago. And here's Maury takes it away from the Comets on the inbound play. Misses the layup. Rebound to Clary for Alton. Comets with the numbers. A three on two. Clary going into the lane. Gets hit as he goes to the bucket. And a foul going to be whistled on the Couch Indians. Looks like it'll be on Roberts. It is, number 23. Hunter Roberts called for his second foul of the game. And will send Clary back to the free throw line for Alton. First one is up and good. Clary living at the line tonight. He's got 9 points. Five of them have come from the charity stripe. He will look for point number 10 here. Another Alton Comet sophomore. And the second free throw is no good. There's now 5 out of 8 from the free throw line. And Couch with the basketball, leading by three. Maury with it. Maury looking to penetrate, kicks it back outside around the Larson on the left side wing. Larson handles it out front. Couch being very patient here with the lead and the ball. So Larson, around the defense, challenges Tharp, and Tharp going to be called for a foul. Yeah, Larson challenged Tharp, and the big man was moving when he went up the block to shot, and he got him with the body. And that is foul number four on Corbin Tharp of the Alton Comets tonight. Larson goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Couch. The first one is good. Dylan Larson, 15 points in a ballgame. One more and he ties Maury for the game high. And he hits it. So Larson perfect from the line. And he's got 16 points with 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Alton with the basketball. Willard bounces in the lane. Nice move, and he gets to the rim for the lay-in. 13 on Willard. Alton back to within three. 49-46. And Couch will give it inside to Massey on a nice baseline cut, and he scores. Caden Massey. Now with 8 points in the game for the Couch Indians, all eight of them have come here in the second half. Alton dumping the ball down low to Tharp. Tharp trying to make some room to get a shot up. He does, and it's good. Corbin Tharp with a power move for his 18th point of the game. Maury with the ball now for Couch. He'll give it up. Going into the lane, a little scoop shot is no good. Rebound, Massey. Back up and in. Caden Massey with another two. He's got 10. Third Couch Indian in double figures. Here comes Alton with the basketball. And going down the left side of the lane, Willard gave it up to Cisco, who hit a shot. But a whistle will stop play before the shot. It's on number 15, Caden Massey. And that's number four on Massey. So Massey, the big man for Couch. Tharp, the big man for Alton, both with four fouls. Alton on the inbound. Got the ball to Cisco. Cisco making move into the lane. Scoop shot is up. No good. No, it was good. Nice play by Cisco. He's got four, and it's a three-point game again. 53-50. Couch with the lead. Here's Willard. Took it away to Ruddy. Ruddy to the bucket. Count it, and the foul. Ruddy gets fouled by Lance Morey, and that was a pretty play by the senior Ruddy. He got down under the bucket, waited for Morey to catch up to him, and Morey just instinctively went up to block the shot and was called for the foul. So Ruddy shooting for the three-point play and the tie. The free throw is up, and it's good. The Alton Comets have come from 9 points down in the second half, tied the game at 53. With 5:49 to go in the game. Couch with it. Larson on the left side, or the right side, excuse me, brings it out top. Now they feed it back on the right side to Morey. Inside to Massey. Massey's shot is blocked by Tharp to Ruddy for the lead. He scores the layup. Corbin Tharp with a beautiful block. He caught it and fed it up the court for the Snowbird. Here's Larson for three on the other end for Couch. No good. Rebound taken by Ruddy. Out to Clary. Clary up the floor. Challenges the defense. Hangs. Shoots. No good. Trying to get his own rebound. And we're going to get a whistle. And a timeout call by the Alton Comets. 5:08 to play in the game. 55-53. Alton has come from 9 points down and taken the lead. We'll take a timeout. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, again, we're in a timeout. 55-53, the Alton Comets with a two-point lead. Comets were down nine and have made their comeback here in the fourth quarter. We'll say thanks to some of the Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the ballgame tonight. They include Big D's Barbecue LLC and Catering of Thayer, 417-280-7466. Number to call for Big D's Barbecue. You won't be disappointed, let me tell you. Get the nachos. Yeah, the pork or the chicken, they're both fantastic. Legacy Auto Body Incorporated in Thayer, Simpson's True Value in Alton, and Thayer Ready Mix, all helping to bring you the game. Alton Comets with the ball out of the timeout with a two-point lead. They go to Tharp at the high post. Tharp turns, shoots from the free throw line. That's no good, and the rebound yanked down by Will Kendrick for Couch. Kendrick gives it to Morey. The point guard pushes it up the floor with 4:50 to go in the game. Couch with a chance to tie here with a bucket. Got to Larson. Larson to Rayer. Now to Massey. Outlet pass stolen by Ruddy. Ruddy will drive. His layup is blocked, but a foul going to be called on Lance Morey. Lance Morey got back and blocked the layup, but you don't hardly ever get that down without getting a foul. And the foul on Morey will be his fourth of the game. It'll send Ruddy to the line to shoot two. First one is good. Jacob Ruddy now with 8 points in the game for the Alton Comets. Looking for number nine. It's nothing but net. So the Comets have been making their free throws here tonight. And that has brought them back for nine down to have a four-point lead. 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Alton with it. Or excuse me, Couch with it. Out on top is Rayer. Playing to the left side to Maury. Maury dumping it down inside to Massey. Back out to Maury for a three. That's no good. And Tharp down with the rebound. Alton Comets pushing it. Sisko to Clary. Clary will back it out. Looking for the open man. Gets it down on the baseline to Sisko. Sisko to Tharp. Tharp spins in the lane, ducks under the defense, count it, and a foul. Oh, the big man's been good tonight. That's 20 for Corbin Tharp. And the foul on the Couch Indians on number 22, that is Kendrick. Will Kendrick will pick up his third. And he will go to the Indian bench. Number 32 checks into the game. That is Brad Fabrizio. Corbin Tharp trying to add to the six-point Comet lead. It is seven as he hits the free throw. So the old-fashioned three-point play, 21 for Tharp. And with under 4 minutes to go, Alton with their biggest lead of the game at seven. What a turnaround in this second half. And here's Maury. Has the ball taken away. And, or did we get a timeout? No, Maury fell down with the ball, calls a timeout. So, 60-53, Alton up by seven. There's a timeout on the court. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Well, after being down by 9 points, the Alton Comets have turned it around. They lead it by seven now with 3:46 to go in the game. Couch Indians. We'll have it inbound right in front of their bench on the far sideline. Number 32, Fabrizio, will be the trigger man. Bounces it to Rayer. Rayer gives up to Maury in the lane. Maury, no-look pass is deflected, loose on the floor. We get a held ball, and the possession belongs to the Couch Indians. Not much time running off the clock there. And it'll be a Couch inbound down under the bucket this time. They bring it out front to, tried to get it out front to Maury, and the ball is deflected out by Willard. Maury off the inbound here, feeds it on the right side to Larson. Larson handles top of the key, gives it left side to Rayer. Rayer, pass to the left side, stolen by Sisko. Sisko will drive for the uncontested layup, and he missed it. Rebound to Willard. Willard brings it back out front with 3:21 to go in the game. Alton with the ball. Into the lane goes Sisko, and he gets fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 32, I believe they said. Yep, Fabrizio will be his second. And Jaden Sisko going to the free throw line for Alton. 4 points for Sisko tonight. Two of those from the line, and the free throw here. Ooh, rattles in and out, no good. 3:17 to go. Alton up seven, trying to add to the lead from the charity stripe. Sisko's second one is up, and it's good. Sisko now with five in the game. And here come Alton, another steal by Ruddy. Ruddy will drive, ducks under the defense, and scores. Jacob Ruddy in double figures with 11. Third Comet in double figures. Here's Couch with a quick shot. No good by Larson. Alton with a rebound. They get up the floor to Clary. Clary down to the baseline. Steps into the lane. Little fadeaway jumper. No good. Too quick on the shot there. Couch got the rebound. Here they come. Down by 10. Maury into the lane. Throws up a shot. No, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on the Alton Comets. And they're going to call it. Well, they called it on Tharp. Corbin is fouled out of the game. Corbin Tharp fouls out with 21 points, 2.5 minutes to go in the ball game. I thought that was going to be on Cisco, but they called it on Tharp, and it'll send Morey to the free throw line. Lance has 16 points in the game, and he misses the free throw. Morey had 14 points in the first half. He's only scored 2 in the second half. The second free throw is up. That one is good. So Morey with 17 leads the way for Couch. Couch, a little bit of full court pressure now. Comets break it, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called on Massey, I believe. They tried to double team Cisco, and he tried to step through the double team. And, they called a foul number 13. Rayer, they were both there. Rayer called for his second. Cisco at the line shooting 2. Couch is over the 5 foul limit, so Alton shooting 2 rest of the game. Alton's only committed 2 team fouls in this fourth quarter. First free throw for Cisco, no good. Second one on the way, it is good. So Cisco now with 6 points, 4 for 6 from the free throw line. Couch, quick up the floor, got the ball to Massey, kicks it out to Morey, around to Larson. Larson floats in the lane, hangs and shoots, no good. Gets his own rebound to Rayer for 3. That one's off the mark. And a rebounding foul going to be called on the Alton Comets. I believe they're going to get Cisco. They're going to call him for clearing out for the rebound. Cisco call for the foul will be number 1 on him. Third team foul on Alton with 2:18 to play in the game. 10-point Comet lead, 64-54. Couch inbound the ball. Going to have to hurry. They dump it in, and it's knocked away by the defense, but picked up by Morey for 3. No. And we got a whistle and a foul on the Couch Indians on the rebound. And we'll walk to the other end. The Alton Comets will shoot free throw. By the way, when Corbin Tharp went out of the game, when he fouled out, number 13, Kagan Hollis, checks in for the Alton Comets. And it'll be Cisco back to the free throw line. The foul was on number 32, Fabrizio, his third. Jaden Cisco at the line. First free throw is up and good. Cisco now with 7 points. By the way, coming into the game, the Alton Comets averaged 59 points a game. They've scored 65 tonight. Good balance scoring up and down the lineup. Second free throw is good for Cisco. He's now got 8. Couch with the ball. Down by 12, 66-54. Here goes Rayer in the lane trying to dump it down inside to Fabrizio. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with 2 minutes remaining in the game. A bit of full court man-to-man pressure now by Couch. Willard gets it up the court and going to get fouled. There'll be a push on the sideline. And they called it on number 13. That is Rayer. That'll be his third. And Caden Willard to the free throw line for Alton. First one is in and out, no good. Didn't get the bounce on that one. It was in the rim and popped out. 66-54. That one's no good too. And we're going to get a lane violation. No, we got a foul on the Alton Comets on Kagan Hollis on the rebound. Well, that'll give coaches gray hair. When you foul the other team trying to get an offensive rebound off a missed free throw. First on Hollis. Couch on the other end. 3-point shot is up and it's good for Dylan Larson. Another 3 for Larson, his third of the night. Alton breaks the full court press. Got it down to Cisco. Cisco out to Willard. Willard swings it around to Ruddy. Now to Hollis in the corner. Kagan feeds it back out to Ruddy. Alton can just run the clock here. And now we're going to get a foul called as Larson took it away from Ruddy. And the foul on, or excuse me, that was Morey. And Morey is fouled out of the ballgame. fouls out with 17 points. He was unstoppable the first half. Second half, don't know if he wore himself out in the first half, but only 3 points in the second half for Lance Morey. He ends the game with 17. Substitution for couch number 22 will check in. That is Will Kendrick. And Jacob Ruddy going to line to shoot two for the Alton Comets. 11 points for Ruddy tonight. This free throw is up and bounces off the rim, no good. Well, minute 28 to go. Alton leads it by 9, 66-57. Ruddy trying to make it a 10-point game again, and the second free throw is good. 12 for Ruddy. 4 Comets in double figures, another one with 8. And Couch Indians swing the ball over to Larson. Larson going to fire a three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim, no good. Kendrick with the rebound, puts it back up and in. And again, full court pressure by Couch. Willard gets it across the timeline, and the ball, is kicked. Larson almost got the steal, but he got a foot on it. And we've got a stoppage of play here. I believe we got a Couch player maybe with some blood on him. I don't know what they're doing over at the sideline. We got 22 going to be called for a foul. And they're making him leave the game. I guess he's called for a technical. He must have said something to the official going down the floor, so a technical foul's been called. And Alton will shoot free throws. Cisco misses the first one. And we'll shoot another, and it'll be Comet ball. Second one is up. This one is in and out, no good. So Cisco with 8 points, and it'll be Alton Comet ball. They'll inbound on the near side. By the way, Roberts will check in place of Kendrick, who was teed up coming down the floor away from the action. In fact, I didn't even see it until the official went over to the scorer's table and indicated that's what he was calling. So Alton with the basketball, leading by 8. Clary on the dribble, trying to get away from the defender, and is going to get fouled. And he will go to the free throw line. Fouls on number 32, Fabrizio. That'll be number 4 on Brad. So Massey with 4, Rayer with 3, Fabrizio with 4. Morey is fouled out. And the first free throw is up and no good. Boy, the Comets been missing free throws down the stretch. Still an 8-point game with 51 seconds to go. Second free throw for Cade is up and good. Clary now in double figures with 10. And here comes Couch. Rayer with it. Hands it off to Larson. Larson looking for a shot. Willard won't give it to him. Now he fires one up. It is off the rim, no good. Rebound Fabrizio, back up and in. Fabrizio with 5 points. Down to a 7-point Comet lead with 28 seconds to go. Willard gives the ball to Clary. Clary out around midcourt. Dribbles away from the defense. Now going into the lane, all the way through the lane and back out front. Gives it to Ruddy. 16 seconds to go, and the Alton Comets have come from 9 points down and are going to win this one 68-61. Clary dribbles away from the defense again. Now he can stand still, and the Alton Comets come the Couch and do what no one else has done all season. Beat the Couch Indians here at the home of the tribe. Again, your final 68-61. Alton Comets come from 9 points down to win by 7 at Couch. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap this one up from the Couch High School gym. Again, Alton with the win, 68-61. We'll be back in just a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We're back at the Couch School after the ball game, after our doubleheader. Hope you've enjoyed it. The Alton Comets with an exciting win tonight as they beat the Couch Indians 68-61. And, folks, this is the first home game the Couch Indians have lost all season. Now, earlier tonight, the Alton girls also beat the Couch Lady Indians. That was their first loss at home. They were 4-0. The boys were 7-0 at home. This is their first loss at home this season. They dropped to 8-5 on the year. The Comets improved to 3-5 on the season. It was a good balance scoring up and down the lineup tonight for the Alton Comets. They were led by the big sophomore, Corbin Tharp. He had 21 in the game, 10 points for Cade Clary, 13 for Caden Willard, 12 for Jacob Ruddy, 8 for Jaden Sisko, and a 2 for Kagan Hollis. For the Couch Indians, they were led tonight by Dylan Larson. He had 19, including 3 threes. Lance Morey had 17, 14 of those in the first half. 5 points tonight for Brad Fabrizio, 2 for Dalton Rayer, and 10 for Caden Massey, 2 for Hunter Roberts off the bench. So the Alton Comets with a victory here tonight at Couch. And again, Alton was down by 9 points in the second half, but they outscore Couch 25-14 in the fourth quarter. And if you weren't with us earlier, the Alton Lady Comets with a win tonight as well. The Lady Comets beat Couch 55-26. And that's going to wrap it up for Alton Comet basketball here this evening. It's been a long night, a great night here. Of course, they had the benefit for a student here at the Couch School who is undergoing cancer treatment and raised a lot of money with an Italian dinner and an auction between the junior varsity and the varsity games. That's why we were so late getting started. They raised a lot of money for that family here tonight, and it's always good to see communities come together. Especially, you know, rivalries on the court. But when it came time to have the auction, folks from Alton were buying stuff. Folks from Couch were buying stuff. It was just a wonderful night. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Our Alton Comet basketball tonight brought to you by the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer. Paintmaster's Collision Repair in Alton. Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn. The Fuel Express in Alton. The Quick Connection in Alton. Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, West Plains Bank and Trust Company, and the Missouri Forest Products Association. Again, Alton with the win tonight, 68-61. They improved to 3-5 on the season. And again, hope you've enjoyed our broadcast. We'll be back on the air again Thursday night. We'll have a doubleheader from the Thayer High School gym as the Thayer Lady Bobcats will take on Willow Springs. That game at 6 o'clock. Then there'll be a JV Boys. And then the varsity boys, Thayer, will play Marshfield. We'll have both the varsity games on the radio for you on Thursday evening. For Lucas, back in the studio, I'm the Red Bone Mike Craze. Till next time, have a good time. Alton Comet Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.
Alton Comets Basketball is a production of the Ecom Sports Network in cooperation with Alton R4 Schools on K Country 95.